All right. Here he is, the number one Villanova fan for the Smuck Report this morning. Ken Smuckler, good morning.
Good morning, Tom Sybil. J. Antoine, a campaign manager criminally charged, a candidate insisting he won't copulate with rodents, a naked photo of the Queen of Zamunda. This is your Smuck Report. After going 3-for-4 on Separation Tuesday, Trump canceled the scheduled Fox debate, and then for nearly a week, the Trump campaign went dark. And I'm not talking Zoe Saldana's Nicole Simone makeover dark. I mean, for nearly a week, he disappeared like Melissa Harris-Perry from MSNBC. But then, Trump tweets. Trump tweets go viral. I mean viral like Moses sending out the plagues across Egypt. Blood, locusts, darkness of night. No one escapes them. This time, he called for a nationwide boycott of Fox's Ice Queen Megyn Kelly, who Trump called sick and the most overrated person on TV. And here we thought that that title belonged to Robert Kardashian and Blac Chyna. I mean, really, who celebrates their engagement by going to a strip club? His Trump tantrum comes 3 months after blaming Kelly's first debate attack on him for... shall we say, Sybil surfing the crimson wave? But Fox News struck back in a statement claiming that Trump's attack against Kelly was part of his extreme sick obsession with her. Who will we at the Smuck Report understand male obsession with beautiful women? Sits on O'Pope, Ghost on Angela, Caleb on Michaela. And of course, Sybil... Who better than Fox executives to call out Trump for a sick male obsession with beautiful women? These are the same guys who run a network that gave us blonde bombshell Pamela Anderson starring in a show called Stack. Another show called The Swan, premised on ugly girls competing for who could become the prettiest after a series of black surgeries. And the Smuck Report's favorite, a show called Forever Eden. Basically, one big 20-something pool party reality show that Fox executive teased by telling viewers to, quote, expect lots of abs, lots of breasts, and wanton hooking up. Yep, Fox execs know sexual obsession like Oprah knows bread. But not to be undone. A super PAC aligned with Lion Ted Cruz produced a picture of Melania Trump lying naked on a bearskin rug. A picture designed to peel Mormon voters away from Trump just days before the Utah primary. That slamming sound you heard, Jay, was thousands of bathroom doors slamming across Salt Lake City as little Mitt Romney's got their hands on that photo. Now the Smuck Report has diligently reviewed the photo, and two words come to mind, Tom. Meow. Of course, no one plays payback better than the Donald, so he retweets a picture of Mrs. Ted Cruz looking like she just came off her mother's little helper meds side by side with the Queen of Zamunda with the title, These Pictures Speak a Thousand Words, proving that payback really is an itch. But he is silent. Then Trump apparently leaks a story to the National Enquirer that Cruz has had no less than 5 extramarital affairs. Cruz strikes back, citing a Trump operative famous for coining the term rat smucking for campaign dirty tricks leading to the most memorable line of the campaign to date, in which Cruz says, quote, Donald Trump may be a rat, but I have no desire to copulate with him. Of course, that begs the question, Jay, of whether Cruz would smuck a rat that wasn't Donald Trump, which gets me wondering what the smuck kind of extramarital affairs Ted Cruz maybe has. On to the West, into the Bernie Sanders campaign, which rolled into Arizona and decided to go all gangster on us, telling Phoenix Sheriff Joe Arpaio, the poster boy for Trump's Make America Hate Again campaign, that the sheriff better watch out because when the burn becomes president, he'll have the power to deal with him. He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shiny star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. That's right, Jay. Coming into the western states, Bernie Sanders looks to retool his campaign as a modern-day blazing saddles battle between good and evil. And sure, Donald Trump's campaign does seem at times as presidential as the campaign waged by Hedley Lamarr to run the train tracks through Rock Ridge. But Bernard, when your look, sound, and swagger is more like Mel Brooks than Cleavon Little, it's tough to convince the town folk of Rock Ridge that you're their savior. Memo to Bernie, if there's going to be a new sheriff in town, we need more Reggie Hammond. That's Barney Spice, if you know what I mean. You get that one. Hillary Clinton went on to crush Bernie in Arizona, gaining 56 delegates on her way to 2-3, 8-3 needed to win. But Bernie ripped off a string of victories in Idaho, Alaska, Hawaii, and Washington, netting him 56 delegates, but still leaving Hillary with 1,243 pledged delegates and a 263 pledged delegate lead over Sanders. And that doesn't include the 460 superdelegates currently committed to her. On to the Juzapalooza, known as the AIPAC Conference in Washington, D.C. Tom, the last time Jews had this much say in the fate of our nation, George Washington was calling on Jewish financial broker Chaim Soloman to lend him 20 large to finance the siege of Yorktown. First, to Hillary Clinton at AIPAC, who dropped Jewish names faster than Commissioner Adam Silver at an NBA owners meeting. I mean, every Jewish name from Queen Esther to Golda Meir. Tom, I thought she was going to end her presentation by breaking into a rendition of Hava Nagila. And the Donald, well, Tom, now we know how you earn the trifecta in Jewish street cred. First, you lend Air Trump 1 to the mayor of New York to fly to Israel. Second, your daughter converts to Judaism to bear you a Jewish grandchild. And third, you're the Grand Marshal of the Israeli Independence Day Parade months after 9/11, a position you accepted despite the great personal peril it placed Trump in. Because you know, Tom, the threat posed to the Grand Marshal of the Israeli Day Parade by an oil fire on the falafel truck parked at 57th and Madison is a very real threat. On to Wisconsin last night. And the big winner on the Republican side was Ted Cruz, beating Trump 48-35, winning 33 delegates to Trump 3. Look, the last time a man of Latino descent won this big in Wisconsin, Tom, St. Louis Cardinal pitcher Joaquin Andujar was mowing down the Milwaukee Brewers in Game 7 of the 1982 World Series. Tom, Cruz had a lot going for him. Trump decided to go after the very popular Republican Governor Scott Walker, and for a week, he was trashed on conservative talk radio. Between Separation Tuesday 2 weeks ago and Cheesehead Tuesday last night, Trump did the following. He called for a nuclear buildup in Japan. And really, Sybil, what could possibly go wrong with that? Three words, Jay. Torah, Torah, Torah. Then he plays hide the baby on the issue of abortion. Riddle me this, Obi-Tom Kenobi. Which position on abortion does Donald Trump support? A, women should be punished for illegal abortions. B, no, women should not be punished. Doctors should be punished. C, the laws legalizing abortion are set and will not change. D, the laws legalizing abortion will be changed when I become president. Answer, every fucking one of them, Tom. I swear, his position's on abortion go in more directions than his hair. Finally, Trump has a real problem with women. Exit polls showed 77% of women in Wisconsin view Trump unfavorably. Maybe it was his campaign manager roughing up a female reporter who's now charged with simple battery. Maybe it was a Heidi Cruz tweet. Maybe it was his obsession with Megyn Kelly. But whatever it is, I can tell you one thing, Sybil. It's not going to be cured by bringing out the Queen of Zamunda, who sounds like a cross between Zsa Zsa Gabor and Count Chocula, to tell Republican women that her husband treats everyone equal. The really dark cloud on the horizon for Trump is that he got wasted in the suburbs of Milwaukee. Higher educated, higher income Republicans. We're heading into New York and New England, where these Republicans are a greater part of the electoral mix. Here's the problem. Now let me talk about John Kasich. Hey, Governor, elections are not smucking t-ball games where you get a prize just for participating. Elections are moments in time that define winners and losers. Here's the problem with Kasich's attack on Trump, or Bernie's attack on Hillary, for that matter. It's like Cedric Sabalas attacking Steph Curry. Look, Tom, when your average points per game in your best year is 10 points lower than the person you're attacking, you're going to lose. When you end up your career playing for the San Miguel Beerman of the Philippine Basketball Association, you ain't the right messenger to be attacking the Human Torch, a first ballot Hall of Famer. Americans can tell the difference between winners and losers. And John Kasich, you are a loser right now. The big winner on the Dem side, Bernie Sanders, who beat Hillary 58-43. The last time a Jew had this big a victory in Wisconsin was 1962, when Maxwell Cole opened the first Kohl's department store in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Bernie Sanders outperformed expectations and now has won 7 of the last 8 primaries and caucuses, and last night won by more than 10. But the problem for the Bernies today, what has always been His problem, it's math. Bernie is losing by nearly 300 pledged delegates, and he only picked up two delegates last night, and he's running out of states. To win, he'll need to beat HRC by margins he has never come close to. And that's the Smuck Report. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter at Smuck Report. Reminding our listeners, as always, there's a fine line between trickery and chiggity. And where that line is crossed, there will always be Tom Joyner and the TJMS onto the Big Apple and the debate next Thursday, where the tension on stage between HRC and the Burn will be like D'Angelo Reynolds and Nick Young in the L.A. Laker locker room. And look for Ted Cruz to take it to the Donald like Giselle Bryan going after Sharice Jackson on The Real Housewives of the Potomac. Look off. Look out.
Brilliant as always.
How many references did you count?